Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
Oh yes, it's Thursday, yes it is, it's 4 p.m, yes it is, I'm Inel, Johnny's over there, and it's time for Live and Loud on FUBAR Radio!
Live and Loud with Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah, all right, people.
Hey.
Inel's introed it there very well. It's Live and Loud time.
It is.
We're here once again, and we're awfully close to Christmas, aren't we?
Oh, gosh, it's a week and a day.
Yeah, oh, is it? Isn't it a week today?
No, it's on a Friday.
Oh, right, yeah. Depends what day you're counting from, Christmas Eve.
You're feeling a Friday feeling already.
Well, I am. It's going to be a good one, isn't it? Let's face it. Yes. I mean, it's close enough to Christmas now where you can just write everything off. Just be like, yeah, maybe won't go into work. Maybe just going to get smashed somewhere. And just
I
be
think
like,
people
yeah.
are lucky that we actually turned up today.
I think, yeah. We'll judge that at the end of the show, too.
There you go. Should have took the job off, guys.
Yeah. The show will be half an hour shorter today. Got a musical that we're going to play ourselves out with. So what's been going on then, Inel?
I just saw Star Wars just now. I won't spoil it for anyone, but fantastic, I thought.
Yeah.
I thought the new cast smashed it. The old cast that are in there bring a lot of fan service, and it's hard to fault the film. It's like it does everything right.
Yeah, okay. Couple of spoilers in there then. Okay. Please just keep to yourself. There you go. But bragging. There he is.
I say go and see it before people spoil it, though, because there are a few things in there that
really?
You don't want to know.
Saturday for me, yeah.
Got it all booked in, yeah?
Yeah, and I've basically got Christmas parties all the way up till then, so even if someone tells me, I'll be too drunk to realise what's going on.
So basically you're going to be watching The Force Awakens of The Hangover.
Yeah, absolutely, something like that.
In 3 days, oh gosh, it's all spinning.
I've already made my predictions anyway, as a spoiler for the thing, and that is that a paternity test proves that Darth Vader is not Luke Skywalker's father. It's actually Yoda. He's been getting about a bit with his green saber.
Is this on a Jeremy Carl thing?
Exactly.
Jeremy proves it.
Exactly. Vader, you are not the father! And Vader's jumping up. Yeah! Yeah!
Whoa, whoa, yeah! Whoa.
Take that, CSA. Never getting any payments.
You ain't getting none of this dark side money.
Work hard in the Death Star.
You know how this empire runs? It runs because of me.
Serious grind. I got the emperor on my back.
Oh, Jesus, that emperor won't leave me alone. Always getting into my mind.
This is a man's world. What did I do? I watched Love Actually for the first time yesterday.
I've still not seen it.
No, I hadn't.
I've still not seen it.
I still haven't seen the first 40 minutes because I got into it about 40 minutes later.
Oh, busy doing a Netflix and chill.
No, not at all. My mate had it on, and he's like, apparently he watches it every year. It's like kind
Christmas
of...
Christmas tradition.
Yeah, Christmas tradition.
Yeah, people do that.
He's a bit...
Same with like, well, personally, I'd like the Die Hard tradition that people do. They watch Die Hard every Christmas.
Yeah.
But I won't judge a friend if he likes Love
No,
Actually.
I wouldn't. You know, I used to have a tradition where I used to go to my local nightclub. It was shocking. I used to also, on Christmas Eve, get some Donna meat in a tray. It was the only day of the year I'd allow myself some Donna meat.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, it's got nothing to do with Christmas, really.
What sort of tradition is that?
Yeah.
So in with your drinking all day. Yeah,
exactly.
Tradition,
a period where I'm low on calories, apparently. I watched Love Actually. Quite a weird film, because I actually found it quite good and entertaining, but... Mm. There's a lot of characters that you're kind of meant to be getting on board with who are actually pretty out of order. Like, there's one guy who's, like, quite clearly going after his best mate's wife.
Oh.
And it's just outrageous.
just out there in the open, yeah?
And it's Rick from Walking Dead.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Rick from Walking Dead gets Keira Knightley, and he's like, oh, I love you.
That was his first film after Teachers, wasn't it?
Yeah, and the thing is the geezer who she's married to is the guy out of 12 Years a Slave.
Oh.
I mean, you think every role he gets is a tough one, you know what I mean? He's been a slave for 12 years, now he's getting his wife cheating on him. It's disgusting.
Let me catch a break.
Sort it out.
Oh, God.
Just can't help but feel sorry for the guy.
Oh, God, it sounds more horror than rom-com.
It's just dreadful. He's just, you know, and he's
is it quite funny? Is it more com than rom?
Do you know what? It's actually funnier than what I thought it would be. Oh, right. But, you know, I don't really like rom-coms like that. But I did actually, I did chuckle at a few of the things. Mr. Bean's in it at one point. He's quite good.
Oh, I do like a bit of Rowan Atkinson, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it was good, you know. Check it out sometime.
Love Actually. Yes, it'll be on my Christmas to-do list.
There you go. There you go. Something to get around to. Anyway, I know what is coming up on the show today.
Well, people. Today's show is jam-packed with some more ton of features, I guess. I'm not even making any sense.
No,
now.
You're not. No,
I'm still on the hype from Star Wars.
But, I know. You come in running as well, sweating.
I'm sweating, isn't it? What's the matter with
Mr. Motivator
vibe.
Who
let the crackhead in? What?
I know. And now you're sitting there in a vest as well in front of me.
I'm still sweating, you know. It's that force that's affected me.
For everyone listening at home, this is a man sitting in front of me in a blue wife beater. I mean, it's like his air conditioning's broken.
It is, man. You need to turn that stuff on. Hey, there's muscles on this wife beater.
Oh, well, there you go, there you go.
What are you mean saying?
Whereas I'm in a navy jumper, a little bit more chilled out. Johnny.
But yeah, coming up on today's show, guys, is a fantastic What's Trending section of the show, where me and Johnny look at what's been happening in social media, what's been going on in the news, what you guys have been talking about, and we discuss it.
Yeah, absolutely. You summed that up pretty succinctly.
Yeah, so. I had a second run at it, so.
There you go. That one made sense. Well done. Keep it up.
You should do radio.
Last time you let him watch Star Wars before a show, that's for sure. He gets overexcited.
He does.
Right, then next up after that, we will have our infamous Lend an Ear section.
That's right. It's the part of the show where you guys are... send in your problems and me and Johnny answer them with the best advice you're possibly going to ever hear.
Yeah, solid gold advice, just foolproof advice.
That's
just
right.
This is what you should do, that's it. Whether you choose to accept our advice or not, that's your problem, but this is guaranteed solid gold.
Well, Johnny, but how do the people send in their problems? Because I bet Christmas time, people got loads of different predicaments that they got themselves.
Yeah, you probably have. I was speaking to a friend and she said she went to a Christmas party last night and she was potentially getting problems, but apparently she hasn't got one, but we don't know. We'll be giving some shout-outs later. Anyway, you can send your problems into Johnny and INL at foobarradio.com, guys. We do want to hear your problems this week because, we love hearing from you. In general, if you want to get in touch with the show, which people do every week, and that's what we love about the show, please do get in touch. As I say, Johnny and INL at foobarradio.com.
It's interactive, guys, the show. It's interactive.
Or tweet at us at Johnny and INL.
Yeah, we don't get enough tweets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or followers, for that matter. Hey, anyone following me on the way home? That's the most followers I get all the time.
Send us some tweets, send us some emails, get them in.
Yeah, because it's nearly Christmas.
It is, yeah, a little Christmas present to us. That'd be nice.
After that, we will be following Lend an Ear section up with Blast from the Past. There we go. That's the blast effect. Don't want to rob the listeners of that effect. The Blast from the Past section is where we take a buzzword and then we talk about stories that buzzword makes us think about. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we'll play a song that is then linked to those stories.
Mm. And today's buzzword is...
Office/Christmas parties.
Ooh.
Because we are actually going to... Let's let the listeners in. Oh. We're going to the Foobar Christmas party right after this.
Ow! Showing off.
Yeah. Exactly. I know he's got his blue wife beater on already.
Stella?
Where do you want me, girls? Someone needs some shelves putting up. nice.
But if you've got some stories about Christmas office parties as well, then send them in to us as well, and we would love to read those out, because I'm pretty certain a lot of stuff goes down.
Oh my God, I've got some stories there, definitely. And I know people out there. Because we've been impressed lately with the dating, just traumatic stories that are being sent in. We love them, love reading them out. Mm-hmm. But I know full well that there has to be some big... Because everyone knows stuff goes down at Christmas parties.
Every time.
And it's always the ones you least expect as well. They just go on so raggo, just like, so like looking over them like, wow, what happened there?
That person ain't said two words to me the whole year, but like when it comes to Christmas...
Do you know what? Do you know like that film Gremlins where they get water on them and they turn into monsters? It's like...
It's
you
just
know,
like Greg from Accounts.
Yeah, exactly. when he gets some beer in him, he just starts freaking out, going crazy.
Do you know what? It always reminds me of the Office Christmas special. It always reminds me of that Christmas.
It's just wicked, that is. Oh, I love The Office. And then after that, we will have a spoilers on screen section. Mm. What were you talking about? Stuff that we've been watching on TV and things like that. I have been watching Fargo and, other things. So we'll talk about The Hunt was on as well. Stuff like that.
I love The Hunt.
But we
and
haven't really
there
got
was Luther as well.
Oh, I haven't seen Luther yet.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I was saving
you
it.
You not seen any of Luther or just not this one?
Oh, just not this one, this episode. Okay. Oh, mate, I'm well up to date.
I was going
to
say.
Oh, yeah. I'm probably going to save it for a hungover morning, maybe tomorrow. But there we go. Do you know what I know? There's almost no room for anything else, really.
Yeah, well, we've got everything. I mean, we've got the features. People
check.
Are already emailing in as we speak.
Yeah, absolutely. You're here, I'm here, check.
Yeah.
Is that everything?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Oh, wait a sec. We haven't included the biggest thumpers and bangers and smashers and system bangers, bumpers going on, which we're renowned for playing every single week, guys. Yeah, very much so. We are renowned for playing those. And do you know what? We might as well start with one.
Oh, what we got first?
Well, I'm going to play them in a different order, actually. Because I can
just
do that.
You just think twisted it up, yeah?
Yeah, but this song is... Well, I heard it, like, 2 days ago via Carly, friend of the show, and Ronnie Harrell. And basically, it's a song called Shivers, the Hon Remix, by S.G. Lewis. And it's just beautiful. Give it a listen. And I feel those cool rivers washing all over me, and I know these smooth rhythms make me move my feet. Oh, you give me those shivers, taking me back to the days when music was a life giver. Make a bad man change his ways. Thank you. make a bad man change his ways. That's what we're talking about. Really liking that one.
Do you like me on the Casio keyboard?
Oh, he's got his Casio out again.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely scintillating stuff.
People thought that was the actual tune, you know. It was me.
Well, there you go. It's the magic that we bring. You are listening to Johnny and Inel. We're live and loud on FUBAR Radio.
Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
Oh, it's good to be back in the old FUBAR studio.
Absolutely. And you know what? When we're in here, you know what this sound means.
Oh. There we go.
There's an email in, and it's none other than friend of the show, Oliver.
Hey!
It's got a real Christmas feel to it, this show today, hasn't it? Just mainly because we just don't care. let's wrap it up.
I got given a reindeer jumper. I might wear it later.
It's
got like a little reindeer hood, is it?
Decent. Yeah, I love my Christmas jumper. Anyway, Oliver. Yep. So it's Christmas traditions. Hi, chaps. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Same to you, Oliver, friend of the show. Yeah.
Thanks, Inel, for not spoiling Star Wars for me.
No worries.
I have a tradition on New Year's Day. I watch the Lord of the Rings trilogy, Oliver.
Oh,
well,
yeah. That's a good one. I like that.
Is it?
It's always nice to have a little fantasy film. Because you know what I did the last 3 years? I went to go see The Hobbit on Christmas Eve with a friend of mine.
Yeah.
And we did that for the last 3 years because it always came out at Christmas. I was going to do that with Star Wars, but I was like, I can't wait. It's going to get spoilt before then. So, that's what I've done for the last 3 years, Christmas Eve. And then always going to a party afterwards.
Well, that sounds good and everything, but I think we're giving Oliver, friend of the show, a little bit too much credit here.
Yeah.
I mean, this is New Year's Day. He's doing a 10-hour Middle-Earth marathon. Sitting there with a hangover, thinking about what it'd be like to marry an elf. No, Oliver, break the cycle.
This is how I'm going to start the year.
Exactly. Just thinking that he's really empathetic to Gollum. I mean, it is precious. I wouldn't give the ring up. I wouldn't give it up. Oliver, you got to get out of that house, mate. You've got
to
break that cycle.
Actually, watching all three back to back, that is a lot, isn't it?
That's 10 hours.
That's starting the year with 10 hours.
With a 10-hour Middle Earth.
Hasn't moved in 10 hours.
Absolutely. That's...
Oliver, are you going to do anything today?
Why don't you just leave me alone?
This is the exciting part. Really feeling every director's extended cuts, no doubt, as well.
But I still ain't seen the extended versions, actually.
You don't need to, mate. You don't need to. You don't need to. Do you know what? The only thing I can compare to that is, do you know the programme 24?
Yeah, yeah.
I started getting really into that.
Don't say you watched the entire season.
Well, what do you want me to say then?
You can't have a go at Oliver, friend of the show, if you're doing back-to-back 24.
I watched the first series of 24 in 27 hours. I literally barely slept. I got up the running time's like 20 hours or something like that, because it's a little shorter than, you know, and I watched it. I had about 4 or 5 hours sleep, something like that. And I just watched them back to back. Eating dinner, eating all meals in front of it.
You can't be having a go at Oliver after doing that.
No, because, you know, I'm a grown man at that point. You know, I was giving off smells in the room, like, you know, not taking care of myself, you know.
Are you like one of those, like, recovering addicts? Are you like, I've been there, done that. You don't want to go to the place I've been to.
I need to help people. I've done it so Oliver doesn't need to. But, I did get right into it.
I only just realised my glass of water's got lipstick on it.
Oh, right. Decent. Take your lipstick off then, mate.
It's not mine.
But, yeah, no, when you're that involved in the 24 marathon, when Jack Bauer starts torturing people, you're there with him. You're feeling it. Just like, tell him what he wants to know.
That's a lot of torturing.
I can't take it anymore.
How many people do you reckon he's tortured? Jack Bauer.
He's done a few, hasn't he? He got my attention when he shot a dog.
At least 3 or 4 a season. He shot a dog?
Yeah, he shot a dog in the second series. I loved it. I mean, I don't... It's technically fictional, but I just love the way it's just about business.
Friend of animals, Johnny Cochran.
Yeah.
Go on, take that dog down.
It just ran at him, and he was just like... And he was just like, bang, yeah. And it's like, he's not messing.
Is that the new particular Whitehead one.
Yeah,
they have to,
that is a big season.
That is a big season.
Before it got rubbish. But, yeah. So, Oliver, break the cycle. Do it now.
Do it.
Oh. Office Christmas fails.
Oh.
Hello, boys. Oh, yeah. I had my office Christmas party last week. This is great because that is our buzzword this week. Remember, guys?
Fantastic.
I had my office Christmas party last week. I think I'll be looking for a new job in the new year. Here's what happened.
Uh-oh. Right, hold on. Let me strap in.
Drank a vast amount of wine, ate all the nibbles,
yeah.
Told my boss what I really thought about her, and threw up on her shoes.
Oh,
Claire.
Oh, dear. The first two you were doing fine with, Claire.
Yeah,
you,
exactly.
You did fine with drinking and eating, but then having to go at the boss.
Maybe not, though, because that's a lot of nibbles that have been thrown up over your bossy shoes now, isn't it? So if you kept the nibbles down, it might have been a polite amount, but no.
Oh.
There's going to be all sorts of prawns in phyllo pastries,
oh,
and samosas,
dear.
Going
samosas!
Everywhere. You should have controlled yourself, Claire. You should have controlled.
The cheese on cocktail sticks.
The Iceland party snacks have gone everywhere. Because Claire's let herself go. Yep, straight onto read.co.uk. Definitely, Claire.
Not the other ones.
start again.
You can't get out of that.
No.
Especially if they were suede heels as well. Game over.
It is the right time to, you know, potentially start again with things, you know what I mean? Cool time on things and start again. And let's face it, Claire, if you need to revamp your life, you know, new job, new whatever, just get through the Christmas period, get through New Year's Eve, then pop round Oliver's for a big session of Lord of the Rings, and then you'll be fit as a fiddle ready to start the new year. There we go.
That's insane.
Did we have a tweet in as well?
We did have a tweet in. We're a friend of the show, Paul, actually, who wrote in.
Another friend of the show.
Yeah.
And Claire's a friend of the show as well.
We're getting a lot of friends.
Yeah.
After you're popular. Paul Clark says, Merry Christmas, guys. Thanks for all the laughs throughout the year. Roll on Johnny and I Know 2016. Big
yeah.
up!
Yes,
that's what I'm talking about.
Let me get a little sound key for that.
The
nearest thing I could get. Or maybe, should I do... There you go, Paul.
Yeah.
Really nice
that's
stuff.
That's where the big message is.
See, that's what I like to see, tweets like that coming through. Yes, that's getting a retweet.
It's actually hot in this office, man.
I'm
starting to feel jealous of the wife beater now, to be fair. I really am.
Well, you got nothing else underneath?
No. Just a really well-chiselled body.
Look at producer Adam.
I don't know why people are laughing. What's going on with that?
Chiseled!
You know.
I hate you use that word!
I'm the kind of guy where...
Describe yourself!
People walk in to me and bounce off. What can I say?
Oh, they definitely bounce.
I'm built like the park railings. Solid. What can I do? You know. Dear, oh dear. Absolutely. Washboard stomach. Let's move on, shall we, to what's trending?
You're after me at first. I can't see. I've got tears in my eyes now.
This is now the what's trending section, guys. So this is where talk about the stories which have been trending this week in the world of social media. Got people's chins wagging.
Yeah.
And, what's been, getting people's attention.
Yeah, and the first story this week was X Factor has been accused of being fixed after Louisa Johnson won. She's probably been X Factor's youngest kind of winner. But 2 days before she won in the finals, a tweet went out on her Twitter saying, "Buy the X Factor winner's new single." And then the tweet got quickly removed. But not after, like, loads of people already saw it, because she's been followed by so many different people.
Yeah.
And so, like, everyone's been saying, oh, it's been laid out, and it's been kind of seen in the stars or written and fixed that she's going to be the one that takes it.
Yeah, well, obviously, this comes in a very short period after we saw Ollie Murs messing up just a couple of weeks ago and telling someone she's already off the show before they'd even read out the vote, prompting people to think that X Factor was fixed, like it probably could be anyway. But yeah, so, you know, a lot of people were going, well, how could Louisa Johnson possibly know that she was about to ring it to win the X Factor final 2 days before the final? She's obviously had Ollie Mears around her house with his crystal ball. Who's going to win it, Ollie? Well done, well done, Louisa, you've won again. Oh, no, we're going over to a vote.
Hey, Ollie, what's the lottery numbers while you're at it, mate?
Exactly, exactly. Oi, Ollie, what job are you going to be working in next year?
Oh, I could definitely tell you that.
But no, did you watch the final by any chance?
I didn't watch the final,
mate. There was a. I weren't going to watch it, but I stayed in watching the UFC fight, and it got stuck on. And when I tell you that there were 2 minutes of the worst TV I've ever seen on British television,
what 2 minutes were they?
Basically, what happened was they. So everyone sung, and I mean it's a bit sloppy anyway. It's got really sloppy this year. But
when Simon Cowell's getting lazy.
Oh no, he was. You could see him twitching in his seat. Right. So basically, they did the recap of everyone who sung. Right.
Yeah.
And when they started playing it back, they basically had the wrong vocals for the wrong person. There was the guy singing and they had Louisa's vocals over it.
Oh, God.
And it was like, what is going on? Then it cut out and you heard Caroline Flack going, yeah, right, what should we tell them? What should we tell them? What are we going to say when we come back? And it's like, and we're just watching this going, oh my, this is so bad. And then it comes back and they're like startled. Ollie Mears is just having another panic attack. It's like, it's happening again.
Oh, dear.
He's got a post-traumatic stress. So that's it's all going wrong. And they're like, oh, yeah, okay, well, we're now going to go back to another recap. And then it goes to something else.
Oh, no.
And then after that, when they bring the judges out, Cheryl starts walking out, and someone goes and grabs her and pulls her back behind the door because she's not going to go. It was so bad.
So sloppy, man.
Yeah, it really.
No rehearsals got done on that show.
It was pretty shocking.
I told you guys, we need a tech run.
but that being said, it's the most entertaining I've seen X Factor for a long time. So that was, yeah.
That sounds crazy, man. The fact that they're playing someone else, a female's vocals over a guy's.
Oh, it was just obscene. It really was.
He's got a very feminine voice.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, and he's going to win it because that's what she sounds like. But.
I voted because of that voice.
But the thing about these tweets as well, so basically, this was explained away by her and her team or whatever as being kind of a pre-scheduled tweet, which you do sometimes, don't you, with our show and stuff like that. And it was a pre-scheduled tweet which must have got scheduled wrong and went out. But she's hedging her bets anyway that she has won.
But that's what I'm saying. It makes it even worse. The fact that it's a pre-scheduled thing. The fact that it was like, well, we was going to send this out after the final. But it was like, well, how did she know she's going to win anyway?
No, but like, I think what their argument was, they had done it in case she won. And then it was going to go out, but had messed it up. Mm. Like, as in Reggie and Bolly might have one as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the reality is there's some things. Why can't you just wait until she's won it? You
know? That's just as much. That's more effort, if anything, because you got to do it anyway, and then you got to delete it or take it down or correct it.
I mean, if you were doing that in real life for life events, like you were going to get, you know, you're going to ask someone to marry you and just sending out one by accident, she said yes! And then having to come back a couple of days later, I'm sorry guys, she actually said no.
I'm going to have to remove this tweet.
I've had to remove the tweet. She actually said no.
She said that.
Yeah, if anyone wants to go, actually we're over completely. She was cheating.
She clarified a few things.
I'm just going to have to remove that tweet and update my relationship status. Back on the market. New profile picture for Tinder. it was a bold move from X Factor.
I would think it was that if it wasn't for the fact that they bought out someone else to get her Twitter name, because she's got the Twitter handle Louisa. That's it. And how hard must that be to just get Louisa as a Twitter handle? I mean, especially what Twitter's like 10 years old now, if not older.
And she's like 17.
Exactly.
Then when she was there on 7, just straight on there. Like, do you remember the original pioneers of MSN Messenger who were coming out there getting all the original tags?
Yeah.
I swear my sisters were like Little X Sweetheart.
Little X.
I mean, I was rolling
at
on there.
Hotmail.com.
In those days, I was like, yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and get Johnny Cochran. Like, no, the nearest you can get is Johnny Cochran, 64. I'm like, there's 63 Johnny Cochrans who snapped up this before me. So, yeah, there's no chance she's coming in as a plucky 17-year-old getting Louisa.
So they must have paid someone off big time anyway just to get that Twitter handle. And then for them, like, they're hedging their bets. Because if they didn't think she was going to be a winner or she was going to be a flop or anything, then why would you go through all this big effort to kind of get all the marketing right and all of this and all
I
that?
I think they know who's won half the time. Of course they do. But the thing is, as well, one of the things I love about the way these tweets work is, you know, the fact is these tweets go out when they're not meant to, but someone's always there to screenshot it and capture it. Like, who is that person who's just there going, I wanted to delete that. Too late. I've gotcha. Back up. Yeah, bang. Here's the evidence. It's out there. It's like their day job to just make sure that they see everything first time and go, oh, they've let that slip. Gotcha.
To be fair, I'm glad we're not like that, because there's a couple of tweets I've had to delete in the post. So I'm glad people haven't screenshot.
Wow. Now people are going to start dicking around, I know.
I know, he's been on one. Oh, he's letting himself go again. Mountain man, find out. Delete.
Can't keep Star Wars to himself. Can't keep his Twitter history to himself. So that is the storm with X Factor. It seemed like it was going on every week something was going wrong, quite frankly.
To be fair, there was one last thing about X Factor, actually. Was when Rita Ora was talking about Louisa, and she was saying on this, I saw a clip of it on YouTube. She was saying, "I haven't seen anyone like this electric on X Factor since Leona Lewis."
Yeah, yeah.
And then Rose is next to her. You can see his smile literally just disappear.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What about?
I was on X Factor. I know, Ollie. I know. I know you were.
I know you were.
You've disgraced yourself.
That's
you
why
won't
I
be presenting
it.
Exactly. Only two people have inspired me from X Factor, but I was on. I know, Ollie. That's why I said it. I know.
You're not one of the two.
You got me wrapped up around your finger. Stop it, Ollie.
Stop it.
Let it go.
Hey. Do you know what? I think we should just wean him off from getting back on the ITV2 show.
Yeah, exactly. Because you imagine he gets demoted. Fired like Mourinho today as well. Get him out of there.
I got fired today.
Oh, you got fired, yeah.
Oh, God.
Just a minute ago, which is funny. That's breaking news.
Well, bound to happen.
We're breaking news for you.
Spoilers.
There, people. Absolutely. next thing that's been trending, I know.
Oh, the next thing was it was a mum, right? And she goes crazy at Christmas time, and she bought her kids, she's got several, 300 Christmas presents. And what she did, she wrapped them all up and stuff, like lots of bits and bobs, like not all of them super expensive. And she put them on the put them next to the tree. But because there were so many, there was 300 of them, the presents like were bigger than the actual tree. Mm. And so what she thought she'd do is, you know, as a fun thing, just took a picture of it and put it on social media and stuff like that, Facebook and Instagram. It's like, oh, look at all the presents, I've got, you know, just to get the likes up and that. And a lot of people saw this and it went viral. And
yeah.
And everybody started hammering in on her about Christmas and about
materialism.
And about materialism and stuff like that. And it spiraled out of control. Like, US kind of news outlets kind of got hold of it and started reporting on it and started asking her questions, like The Sun over here and other papers and stuff. And it spiraled out of control from what went to be like an innocent kind of picture of this mum and her presents that she bought her kids to like a whole big scandal.
I think it was a bit braggadocious of her.
Braggadocious.
She was like,
I like that word.
Yeah, I'll throw that in there. She was like, yeah, look at all the 300 presents that I got from my child. So this woman, Emma Tapping, name and shame, she's 27 from Isle of Man.
What's her address as well?
Yeah, exactly. To be fair, Isle of Man, just ask for Emma Tapping, you'll find her.
She's
the most famous woman on that island right now. So,
she's right there.
So she posted that photo, and it was 300 presents she's bought for her kid, and it did go viral. Basically that. I mean, people coming out going, "It's a disgrace. You know, you're teaching your kids like the wrong things, the wrong message of Christmas. They're spoiled kids and stuff like that." And she retorted saying that, "I don't spoil them most of the other year. But on Christmas, well, I like
she goes all out.
She goes all out." However, I do actually think that 300 presents is just a little excessive.
Excessive, yes.
The thing about it is, right, you know, I've been there myself. Like, for instance, we got our mum 50 presents on her 50th. Right. Yeah, you know, after a while it gets boring. It does, just watching them unwrap it, you know what I mean? And in general, like, when you get, like, when I get my presents and I'm unwrapping them, think how many stocking fillers you're going to have out of 300. Mm. Like, they're not all PlayStations. There's a lot of pairs of socks in there. And that's a lot of times you've got to fake...
Sucking each individual thing.
A lot of fake smiles you've got to give her. Oh, socks, wicked, cheers, mum.
Where's the other sock?
Yeah, exactly. Where's the other one?
Oh, it's in there somewhere.
Wrapping up individual celebrations out of the tin. Yeah. I mean...
Christmas match-up, you just got to mash them all up.
Is that wrapping up Christmas crackers and stuff like that, or potatoes for your dinner? Just like 300. That's
but what would you rather, one big present or lots of little presents?
I'd like to agree on the value that was overall going, and then I.
It's all about the value.
Yeah. And if the value was agreed, I'd go for the big present all day long. It's that simple. And it would be an appliance of sorts.
I mean, you'd pick it up and start shaking it. There better be a PlayStation.
I've told
you. Why is it rattling like a toy? PlayStation's not rattled.
You've messed up another Christmas, haven't you?
I'm not even going to bother up. Nice.
Why don't you take this out of my sight before you ruin Christmas for another year? Because right now Christmas isn't ruined because the wrapping paper's on it. As soon as the wrapping paper comes off, you can't take it back. Okay? Stop disgracing yourself.
I'm going to give you one last chance to take this back.
Yeah, exactly. No,
I can still have the receipt.
I think everyone out there knows my policy when it comes to presents and stuff. I'm not afraid to admit it. Like, you know, I have saved up Christmas presents in the past and birthday presents to get a big present 3 years later. I've done it.
That's like those layaway things.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I don't see this as weird. I'm just
interest,
like,
as well. Do you add interest on it?
No, well, I was like,
well, you saved 50 quid that year, but it's going to be 75 next year.
I spent, it's cool, I set £150 budget on this year, and then the next birthday, 150. So, and the final one.
Oh, no interest.
I won a £450 Xbox One. Thank you. Bang, on the day. And it was there. And I'm like, well, I don't feel bad about that. I was getting, otherwise, I'd have three crap presents that I don't want.
Crap presents! No, I'm grateful when you open it, is that? I can imagine your face is like, oh, what's this?
I am bad with presents.
Is it?
I mean, I've told you guys before about the time I bought my brother a £5 voucher for the ice cream man and refused to let him spend it at a different ice cream man. I said, no, it's only Ron. But also, I remember buying my mum a Christmas present, which I took back on the same day. Because we'd had a row.
On the same day!
So I took it back. I'm like, no, that's it. That's it, I'm having it back.
Excuse me, mate, can I just get a refund on this?
Yeah. Oh, no, I didn't take it back to shop. I took it back off her. I was like, that's not your present anymore. Yeah, I was like, that's mine. No, if you keep talking to me like that, mother, I will have to take your present. Right, there you go. Do not tell me that I did not warn you, okay?
You had a warning once, twice, and now it's gone.
Absolutely.
Oh, you miss it, do you?
And my mum over the years, she starts to get it right now with presents. She's done well. There was one year she got it way wrong, though. I did actually ask for a flying spaceship, and she got me this castle. She went a bit off-piste, started getting creative. And I mean, I can't...
Do I look like I'm called Ollie? Yeah.
It was, you know...
I'll say it.
And my face tells everything. It's just, as I get older, as an adult, I can hide it better. As a kid, I was a bit like... Well, that's disappointing for everyone, isn't it? Oh, it's a castle that I didn't ask for. Fantastic.
I love it when the relatives come round on Christmas. What's up with Johnny? He looks like he's in the mood.
It's been another dreadful year.
Let's just say Santa's messed up.
Yeah, exactly. Unwrap that one. Oh, fantastic. I hope if I unwrap this one, it's the receipt. Right, okay.
You may have to give me your credit card as well, because I may need that.
Okay, that's coming back. I love it. I'm very cynical with that. Very. Oh, but God. My family are absolutely... They're so cynical when it comes to presents as well.
Ruthless.
Like, literally, one year when my ex-girlfriend came round, like, in the first year to my house, she bought people presents or whatever. Yeah. And you know when you misjudge the amount you buy someone?
Yeah.
She bought, like, my brother something or whatever, and he bought her, like... I don't know, something. It was like 15 quid or whatever, and she just bought him something like throwaway. Mm. And then it, no, I think, no, my sister bought her, who's, you know, like something like earrings or something nice. Mm. She bought her something like really throwaway. And literally, our whole family got around and was like,
ooh.
You've misjudged it.
I'm gonna rub it in.
Ooh, that's a tough one. Gonna be a tough year. Don't worry, the shops will be open tomorrow. My family is sick.
You
they
can
are
make
sick.
Up for it tomorrow.
That's how we roll, right? This is how I end up the way I am.
Deep down your household at Christmas Day, man.
Just, yeah.
There's so much pressure.
There is.
So much pressure. You know, when you see those little datey presents under the tree, oh, I hope that's not for me.
Doesn't look the right size.
Yeah.
Oh, another one. You know when you get, like, wine bottles and stuff?
Yeah.
It's just all about naming it as it comes out. Yeah, I might as well open this wine bottle now. Here we go. Oh, look, it's a wine bottle. Yeah, that was a wrap well.
To be fair, I did remember doing something similar when I was a kid. Whenever, like, we'd go around, my mum used to do a thing where we'd go around on Christmas Eve and deliver our presents to, like, family and stuff, and then get the presents from them as well. And I remember they'd always give us the presents after we'd had them theirs. And you could always tell when it was, like, when it was, you know, when it's clothing and you can feel it's all soft.
Yeah.
And the disappointment in your face when you receive it, it's like...
Don't think I'll be playing with that.
That's definitely something I can't play with.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there's always next year.
Oh, something woolly again.
Exactly.
Didn't I get this last year? No, I didn't. Are you sure?
But, yeah, no, I mean, it's, yeah, it's, those are the perils of Christmas, I guess. So 300 presents, you messed up, love, you messed up. Because we kind of went a bit off-piste there, but I really enjoyed it.
We do. We've got a lovely little tweet here from Queen Bee, who said, a lovely little one, saying, late to the party, but laughing like a hyena as always. Have a great Christmas, guys.
Oh, nice one, Queen Bee. Merry Christmas to you
tweet.
As well.
Like an
app. Yeah, absolutely. That's positive.
Keep them coming in, guys. Keep them coming in.
So the final What's Trending line now,
Before
we crack another top banger and thumper
on,
is, oh, by the way, our producer Nat's walked in. But her hair's really nice because of our Christmas party afterwards.
Yeah. You can see it wafting in the wind. She's sitting like in front of a fan and it's like going, like she's in a
absolutely.
Pantene Pro
V. It's because I'm worth it. Yeah. Really going all out for the Christmas party. Yeah, definitely. They'll be sick in that by the end of the night.
Where's Claire coming? Is she? Yeah.
Sick instead of shampoo. Only way you can do it. Right. Final What's Trending. That is that. There's a story where, so in America, in a place called Lakeland in Florida, there was a woman who went to a drive-thru at McDonald's, and because it's Christmas and the festive period, she went, do you know what, I'll pay for my meal and I'll pay for the person behind me's meal as well in the drive-thru. Yeah?
Oh, sweet.
So that person came up and was so touched by what that woman had done, she went, oh, that's really nice, I want to pay for the person behind me's drive-thru. And this went on for 3 hours, where there were 250 customers just paying it backwards, basically, or paying it forward for the other person to have their meal, which is a really nice touch. But it did just make me think, yeah, like, what about if the person hasn't put enough behind the till for you to actually get what you want? You know what I mean? And you're like, yeah, I'm going to go for my triple Big Mac. I want, double fries. You've actually only got... $10 from the person before you, but I want all of it, okay? I want more. And then even...
We're going to have to hold back the McFlurry.
Yeah, exactly. Some Christmas this is. But even then, like, I love the fact that if someone's done that, you know, it's all well and good them saying it's 250 customers. Mm. That means that the 250th customer, someone's rolled out and went, sweet.
Nice one.
Like that.
Singing it out.
Yeah, exactly. Vauxhall Nova doing wheels. Bang, get out of there. Nice
one. That 250th person, the staff must have mentioned it to him. It's like, yeah, all day.
Everyone's been doing it.
Everyone. Oh, that's nice.
Nice one. How much have I got? $20. Ah, save. Right, have I got some extra? Yeah, nice. Give me some chicken nuggets as well.
Yeah.
Give me some sauces, bruv. Give me some sauces. Are you going to pay it back?
Wouldn't have thought so.
It's Christmas.
Do I have to? No, wouldn't have thought so.
What I do love about that story is because there's bound to have been like some big families as well ordering big time. Like someone was just about to have a cheeseburger and just a cheeseburger and fries. It's like, hey, the person in front of you is paying for it. Oh, that's really lovely. Do you know what? I think I'm going to pay for the person behind me as well. Okay. Well, there. Yeah. Four Happy Meals. Two large Big Mac meals. That's like, oh, God. Oh. And he came in for some fries.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, how much is that?
As soon as they get up and go, oh, the person behind you, like going to the other counter, the person behind you is actually, in front of you has actually paid for it. Just trying to reverse. Can I order something else? I thought I was going to have to pay for it. But no, in general, it's very nice. It shows the spirit of Christmas when people are willing to buy you some fast food to clog up your airways and your valves and your vessels and stuff. So you have an early death with all these with a calorific calorific monstrosity from McDonald's. So that's good, especially over Christmas, because I eat like a pig. You know those. You know, like, I mean, Christmas dinner is a big deal in my house. I don't know whether you have it as well, because we've got a couple of aunties where we roll to different houses.
Yeah, we do.
So. And they compete sometimes about who, like, cooks the best, like...
Oh,
like,
is it?
Yeah. Like, you couldn't... I won't even put it out on the airwaves, you know. I wouldn't even dare. They both are fantastic at what they do.
They're very lovely people.
Yeah. But, like, so I've got my Auntie Peggy and my Auntie Pat, and they both... You know, they're out there. My mum stopped putting herself in the act, really. I don't think she's, you know... Well, actually, she'd kick off if she's hearing this. No, yeah, my mum's good as well.
But comes a text.
there was a big stir being caused because my cousin, her husband, he's really good at cooking potatoes. And basically, there's a big buzz going around the whole family about Dave's potatoes.
Dave's got the best taters.
Yeah, and everyone's like, oh, Auntie Peggy, this is a lovely dinner. Can I get some of Dave's taters? It's like, my potatoes are all right, aren't they?
What's wrong with my potatoes?
Yeah. You might be getting your present this year. Okay, there we go. But
give him the soft present.
Yeah, exactly. She doesn't put names on them. She just she gives them out just, after dinner.
Yeah, after dinner, see who deserves which ones.
They're wrapped in gold, silver and bronze as well.
I've done that once, actually. I didn't see... My little brother bought presents for all of us, but he didn't put the names on them properly. And I think he was just going to tell everybody whose is whose. But I got up early that day before him, and I was like, yeah, presents! I thought it was for me. I opened it up. I was like, oh, this is a wicked present! It was a game for my Xbox. Started playing it, and then my brother comes in. Did you open up the wrong present? Did I? Is this not mine?
Oh, this is embarrassing.
Might want to take out the Xbox.
Yeah.
Let me finish the level, bro. Let me finish the level, bro.
Don't save that game.
I'd install that.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Christmas.
But I just already bought the downloadable content.
They don't do refunds, do they?
Oh.
Have a word with who this present's actually going to. Maybe they can loan it out.
Hey, tell you what. But it might go on sale in the jail in the
cell. Yeah. But I've actually got you a nice blue wife beater.
All right, man, we're in it ever since.
Oh, dear, oh dear. Christmas, eh? Do you know what, Arnell? Let's crack a song on, shall we?
Let's do it. I've been listening to Erykah Badu's new mixtape, which she's got a lovely tune on there with Drake. I think you guys will like it. So it's called What's Your Phone Number?
Here it comes.
Lately, be the one you get your heart to. No, I hate the fast one, fast too. Maybe fast too. You different, fuck what they all do. Tryna get to know you on a level you ain't been introduced to. I ain't tryna hurt or confuse you, maybe amuse you. Nah, maybe we can do the usual. I think I can use you. I think I can put you in a place and never lose you. We the freaks, nigga, we can try to fool you. You been tryna solve a puzzle you ain't even got the clue to. I hate the things that you do. You hate the fact that I moved. I'm somewhere with someone new. We talked about a lot, but you ain't listen. Man, I'm in the living room, my hair covered, dual house, sipping on some tea, man, Zach in the witness. This is how it goes when you get it. This is how it goes when you get it. Man, I got some gold for these bitches. Yeah, I keep it in the bun, but it's this is Texas where the grill's looking pieces. And I know I'm kind of fast, but maybe spend the night if you with it. What's up? Yeah. What's your phone number? Tell me what's your phone number, girl. What's your phone number? Yeah. What's your phone number? What's your phone number, girl?
Your Phone Number by Erykah Badu.
Really, really nice stuff. You're listening to Johnny and I now. We are live, we are loud, and we're on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, you're damn right. Damn right we are.
No, but yeah, welcome back. Welcome back to the show, guys. I like that track, though. It's a nice little track with Drake coming in as well.
Yeah.
It's on the latest mixtape. There's also a lovely number there from Andre 3000. I think they used to go out, didn't they?
Yeah, they got a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Got a kid. He walked out on her. Oh. Yeah, he says it on his Sorry track, but apparently she's had loads of geezers.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I don't feel bad for
her. Comment at one point as well.
Yeah, everyone. Yeah. She's messed a lot of people up.
They come back changed.
She's messed a lot of brothers up. So well done, Andre. Well done. I'm some of your own medicine,
you won,
America.
Andre, you won.
Badu, you bad.
Badu, bad out.
do you know what?
What's that? Oh, we've got a lovely email coming.
Hangover to hell. Hi, Jay and I.
Hi.
That is I now laughing at you, by the way. hi, Jay and I. I had my office Christmas party last night.
Ooh.
Was in my boss's office tidying up some bits and felt a bit nauseous. I was going to throw up in the bin, but they are made of mesh and full of holes, so no point. It would be like chucking up in a colander.
At least it sieve out all the bits.
I know. I love the fact he was that drunk and still logical enough to work that out as well. Mm. No, not in a gappy bin.
No.
So I opened up his bottom drawer. So glad he's not back in the office till the new year.
I'm so glad Paul. That's not a euphemism.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I opened up his
mouth. You're in the bottom drawer there, Paul, big time. Well, are you going to clean it out then, Paul? Are you going to be scraping that out this morning?
Going to leave it to cleaners, I think.
Oh, it's dreadful, yeah. Dreadful scenes. Mm. Love that one, though, Paul. Nice one.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, exactly. I love the fact you go to your boss's office to be nauseous as well. Oh, I'm feeling nauseous. Let me go in there. Anywhere I throw up,
I'll do it at my desk.
Yeah, exactly. He's got up from his own desk and walked into his boss's office.
I need my mesh bin.
Nice one, like that, Paul. Cheers. Oh, we've got a few problems in as well.
Ooh.
Which is good because we're going to be going on to that section in a second.
So do I.
Is this one a problem? Oh, well, we'll get into it and see as we go. Mm. Human toothbrush. Hi, Johnny and Inel.
Hi.
My girlfriend is a sexy, beautiful, intelligent lady.
I'm sure she is.
And I'm very into her. She does have a strange little habit, though.
Oh.
She likes to call herself my toothbrush. By that, I mean she pops some toothpaste on her tongue and comes into my mouth and cleans my teeth again with her tongue. I thought...
What? Hold on.
I thought...
Really, that last sentence again? So I'm just unclear on what's...
I don't know what I'm looking for out there anymore. I honestly don't, like... Because I sit there and I just think...
Hold on. I am severely confused by this.
You know, that. And these are the sexy, beautiful, intelligent ones as well. And it's like, you know...
Those are the best of the best.
I just don't know what's going on anymore. I just think it's... I'm hanging it up. I'm hanging up the gloves.
Right, there's no point anymore.
I thought at first it was some sexual fetish thing, but it doesn't seem to be. She just likes cleaning my teeth. I've noticed she keeps throwing my toothbrushes away.
Oh, oh no.
You would think she should be a dentist, but she's a butcher's assistant. What do you think, Robbie?
Hey, Robbie, you gotta get rid, mate. Sorry. This is coming from I know in the friend zone, but that sounds that's
wow.
Messed up. Especially throwing the toothpick brushes away.
Yeah, exactly.
You won't be needing this.
What's that doing there?
Why have you bought another one,
Robbie? Go ahead and sit down in there, please. Look what I've just found. An oral B.
I love it.
You're cheating on me. With an oral B.
I love how she probably replaces all the furniture in the house with reclining chairs.
Absolutely.
Do you want to go lay back here,
mate? Do not make me bring my work home. I'll bring a cleaver home next time. I'm the only toothbrush around here.
Open wide.
You're lucky she ain't got on to being a human mouthwash. You're spitting in your mouth. Give that little swell.
That's a two. That's a four. That's a two. Six.
Absolutely. She'll be pulling out her hairs for you to dental floss with as well. Dreadful scenes.
And spit.
You know, I trust your judgment though, Robbie, that she's sexy, beautiful, intelligent and all that. So, you know, sounds like she's a daisy kid, but this is pretty out there, mate. Yeah. Come on. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the world's coming to these days, to be fair.
You know what? We're just going to have to just...
I don't know. Like, do you know, this is why I'm talking like this, Robbie. You know when you start getting with someone, right, and they start showing up around your house, and they start moving little things in, leaving socks in or leaving...
What's that shower gel doing there?
I find it quite funny the way that, like, ladies work sometimes. The way they just... Things start appearing. It's like, I've got to have my jacket here, because otherwise... I've got to have this here, otherwise, all of this nonsense. So that's kind of fine, but when the toothbrush shows up, that's when it's a big step. It's like, all right, yeah, okay, you got a toothbrush
pot. It's like when the animals pee on the patch, like,
absolutely
mark their territory. It's like, toothbrush is there?
Yeah. If there's any other girls that come round,
they will question that.
Yeah, yeah. What's that doing there? But this girl is so confident in you that she's actually saying, I don't even need a toothbrush there. But neither do you.
Exactly. Because she knows that any girl that goes out to, like, your teeth are really clean.
Yeah.
How'd you clean them?
Girl's trying to stay the night with you there, Robbie, and go, well, I'm just going to brush my teeth. Are you going to do it, Robbie? I haven't got a toothbrush.
Ding dong. Oh, she's here.
You're going to have to go.
Yeah. I'm in a bus of trouble. Wow. With a tongue.
Rubby,
I mean, the worst I've done is stick some toothpaste on my finger when I've not got a tooth. I'll stay at someone. Yeah, and just give it one of that. Like that. You
That's
know,
the minimum I do if I don't have a toothbrush with me.
But I'd never literally ask a lady that I'm staying with, you couldn't give us a quick once over without a tongue, could you, love?
Once over.
Hey? Come on, love, I've got a bit of spinach in the middle of some of this. Get right in there.
Get flossing.
Come on, give us a bit of a lick, wouldn't you? There you go. Nice one. Only it's electric.
Oh, God.
Decent. Thank you very much for that,
Thanks
Robin.
Thanks for that, Robbie.
Right, we are now onto our leg. That was kind of a problem there. he didn't really ask it. He just said, what do you think? So we've told you what we think.
We gave you our opinions.
Yeah, yeah. There we go. But like that, Robbie. But now we're onto our lend an ear section.
Lend an ear. For those that don't know, this is the part of the show where where real people send in their real problems, and that's you guys. So send them in at johnny9l@foodbarradio.com, and where we will answer them with the best advice you're going to hear.
Yeah.
And I got one from a friend that just got sent in.
Oh, yeah.
This is a nice one. She's been dating a guy on Tinder, and she's had two dates with him so far, and she says the chemistry between them is fantastic. They are like peas in a pod. They're a perfect match. However, she only has doubts because he lives at home with his mum, and he doesn't have a job. That's where it irks her. She's just like, what does she do? Because she gets on really well with him. The guy has prospects, but obviously he's unemployed and lives with his mum.
But does he have a is it a career based thing? Like, he's just, you know, out of work at the moment, or
doesn't say? I can ask.
Yeah, I mean, this problem is coming through as we speak. I mean, I think people need to kind of get off people's cases who live at home. Bearing in mind that I might have to do a stint at home next year myself. Just getting that out there now.
Ladies.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going up to Edinburgh next year. I'm probably going to have to do a couple of months back at Mama C's gaff. So, you know, if you do bump into Johnny
Not
C,
if your
ladies.
Your present isn't good enough for you, won't we?
Yeah, exactly. Out on the streets. But no, you know, at the end of the day, don't shoot a brother down for living at home again. You know what I mean? Especially in this day and age. It's so hard to just even pay your rent in London and things like that. It's so expensive and all of that nonsense. Yeah. That, quite frankly, people do now need to... Like, I'm not even talking about just, you know, people who are kind of seen as being a bit dead-end no-hopers or whatnot. Because I do think that, like, for ladies and for guys, but for ladies in this situation, when they meet someone and, you know, the fact that they live at home, if they're of the similar age, because I think they are, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know, if they do live at home and they aren't working, it is an issue because it does speak a little bit to that person's either their motivation, their resourcefulness. And when you're looking for partners, you need these things. It's not just you're not being shallow by going, what, you ain't got a job? Or you ain't, you know, these are actual real life things.
Well, that's what I mean. Because, like, at first I thought, oh, that's a bit nitpicky. But then I thought, like, let me flip it round. If would I kind of go out with someone who lived with their mum and was unemployed? Would I even go out with someone?
You tell me, you're giving them. Anyone who's giving you a green light.
Take what you can get, mate. Biggers can't be choosers.
Stop your complaining. And put a ring on it.
Those in glass houses. it's true. Like, even being able to go out and do fun things and stuff like that, it's weird, you know, like money issues and stuff. I hate the idea of, like, in relationships, the idea that money can, you know, cause such a big issue, and it is such a big issue a lot of the time. But it is real. Like, you know, the fact is, it limits what you can do together. Going forward, like, you both have to have similar outlooks on what you are comfortable living with.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? And I think that causes issues.
I think that's the difficulty, though, because the fact that she gets on so well with him, and, like, the fact that the chemistry is so there, and it almost sounds like that's the sort of thing he needs. Like, because, I mean, like, you think about what it must be like for your kind of mental stability to, like, having to live at home and not having a job. Like, nobody kind of wants to do those things, I guess. I mean, people want to make something of their lives and stuff like that, and you're gonna be down in the dumps to some degree if you're
kind of going through that. But the fact is, like, he's found someone nice, and then for them to kind of get rid of him as well for the reasons of because of his situation, just further spiral down that path. So it's a tough one. It's a tough one. I say kind of stick with him, but at the same time,
you know,
it's
difficult.
I don't know if I would do the same thing.
The thing is, we haven't been given information on why this person's not got a job, for instance. You know what I mean? And if it's something like, you know, they're just out of work for a couple of months or whatever, then you know, get over it. You know what I mean? That happens. But if it's something of, don't know what I'm doing in my life, all of this, you know. Get yourself down a job centre with Ollie Murs and Jose Mourinho and sort it out, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's important. You've got to get these stuff, you know, going to facilitate a happy life together. So, basically, either let us know, because we can't give you the full blow. That's the best advice we can give at this point, really, with the information.
I've not got a reply.
But in general, if it's just a part-time blip or whatever, just keep enjoying the company. If it's not, then bring it up. Bring it up as an issue and say, look, this is the kind of thing I look for. Because otherwise, it will just make him less attractive to you anyway. Because,
A friend of mine, this on a kind of sub note, a friend of mine was telling me the other day that she's dating someone. And she was thinking of doing a thing called 37 questions that's like some girls do, apparently. And she explained it to me. It's where after several dates, you ask 37 different questions, varying from like fun to serious, to kind of get a gauge on that person, and you both have to kind of answer the question, and then you kind of, apparently you're supposed to learn a lot about that person from the way they either answer or their actual answer, or you kind of see where they're kind of going in life, or sort of thing. Like questions like what was the last thing you were proud of, stuff like that. So I don't know, but it sounds a bit like an interrogation to me, but like I might try it the next time I go on a date. It sounds quite interesting, though.
You give it a go, mate. You give it a go.
Hey, I'll let you know how I go in a couple of years' time,
Absolutely. Absolutely. A little insight into the inner workings of Arnell's life and mind there. Good stuff, Arnell. I hope it works out, mate.
Please answer the question. Answer my questions, please.
They got those questions right.
You can't get
there's
them
no,
right.
There's no right or wrong answer. right, we've had some other emails in. People are asking for us to help them with their problems.
It's an A&E section. Doors open. Let's go.
A&E. Here's the first one via email. Office party problem. We did ask for them.
We did ask for them.
Hi, guys. Oh. I have a problem. There is this guy in the office that I really fancy. Oh. We have a bit of a flirt now and then, but nothing serious, as he has a girlfriend. Oh. He has told me a number of times that he's unhappy with her and wants to leave her, and has drunk texted me a number of times saying he'd like to kiss me. Ooh. Do I go for a kiss under the mistletoe at the office party, or do I leave it? Grace.
Oh, Grace. Oh, you're getting into dodgy waters there. Get out!
Lucy, you've come to the right place, because I wouldn't trust anyone else to answer this question. Yeah.
Don't go to your best mates, Grace. You did the right thing.
You done well coming to a live radio show.
You did well, Grace.
Most people wouldn't take this problem on.
Let's go. Pat yourself on the back.
Yeah. You've done all you can, Grace. Now let us take over.
We'll take over from here. Tag.
Sit down, Grace.
She's standing listening.
She's under the mistletoe, mate. Sit
She's
down.
She's waiting already.
Sit down, Grace. Let's go. This is a tough one. You are essentially saying, do you want to be the other woman?
Side chick.
Yeah, being a bit of a cheater. Because the thing is if you like the cheating issue, like, you technically haven't made any promises to his girlfriend. It's him who'd be doing the thing more. But you do know about her. Yeah. And, you know.
And you're voluntarily going into
it. Yeah, because you like him. Which, in a few years' time, if you ended up going out with this guy, it could be another girl and you've got to think, would I like this to be done?
Exactly.
But what I would also say is if you were to get a little drunk and whatnot, this is the perfect. So you got a perfect
it's
alibi.
The perfect time.
You got a perfect alibi to put a bit of
it's
doubt in
Christmas.
His mind. As I'll be discussing with a few of my Christmas office party, not for me, but some of the things that have happened. It wouldn't be the first time that people have had a little snog in the office, and people who shouldn't maybe. But I don't know. I mean, the thing is. it's a different. This is the classic thing, isn't it? If he's unhappy, then maybe you need to take a little bit more of a forward step and say, look, leave her and let's give it a go because I like you, mm-hmm. you know, because you don't really want to get into a stage where you're the other woman yeah. running around in work.
Yeah, because then he's having his cake and he's eating it. He's like, well, I'm not getting it at home, but I'm getting it at work sort of thing. But I'm still with the other one, so I can get sex when I need it. He's and so and then that's when your role kind of like diminishes, I guess.
It's not just that. It's just the idea as well. When you start relationships in this way, this, as I say, a few years down the line, when you have issues like any couple would have, then you've got to be thinking, well, why wouldn't that happen to me? It's not worth doing it in that way. It really isn't. Yeah.
How are you different to how are you different to the last girl?
Yeah,
in his mind, sort of thing.
So I would perhaps say. Don't, which is weird for me. I'm usually like, go for it, do
go
it, yeah,
for
do it.
It. Grace.
But I would actually say, don't kiss him, but definitely bring it up. Mm. That's what I would be like. Get a bit boozed if you want, and be like, come on in, geezer. He's quite clear you fancy me. How long you got left with this one before we get started?
Well, get his intentions. If he likes you, and if he likes you enough, then he'll get rid of his girl first, and he will do it right.
Yeah.
And he will, then he will do the. Take you out and whatnot and move forward from there, have a little cheeky kiss and that. But if he's kissing you at the Christmas party, even if he is drunk and you're drunk and he's still got a girlfriend, it's still going to be dodgy, even though you do get the kiss.
Yeah, well, I presume that she's wanting something to go longer term with him. If she's just letting for a bit of fun, she might just go into
that for anything.
Full blown home wrecking mode. Just go full blown home wrecker on him.
Home wrecker.
But to be honest, Grace, I would just ramp up the flirting, but just don't pull him, and then you know you can sleep at night.
So you just wanted to tease him.
Yeah, just basically be
you
like,
could
look,
be getting this.
I don't think you're ready for this journey. I don't think you're ready. Just go get that out there.
My body's too bootylicious.
My mind's telling me no.
But my body.
Just get all of those on there.
My body's.
There you go. You've had the advice there, Grace. We've got a few to get through, so we've got to move on.
Oh, we're running out of time.
Yeah, I know. There's loads here.
Oh.
Problem. High wash ball Johnny and Arnell. Arnell's here as well.
mainly for wash ball Johnny.
Absolutely. I still haven't bought any presents, and I have no idea what to buy people. Do you have any quick fix prezzies to buy my friend, Tony?
Quick fix prezzies?
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with, I always like getting those like cookies and stuff like that. Or people, I always say Kinder Surprise Egg is always nice.
I
love a little Kinder Surprise. If someone got me a Kinder Surprise Egg, yeah.
Are you kidding?
Love it.
Mate, what? Peter will be chucking that back. That would not fly in my house, mate.
Oh, yeah.
So you're having a laugh.
Your house has got different laws.
Exactly, mate. Where'd you get that from? A tuck shop.
I like Kinder Surprise. Kinder Surprise is a great present they get. It's like, it's not the main present you get, Simon, but it's always a nice little present.
Oh, it's nice to get a Kinder Surprise, but not for present. You're going to have to come with more than that for me. I always think that you get out of jail when you're buying girls presents. Go to like one of those makeup places like Mac or somewhere. Mm-hmm. They do all little sets. The other one is Lush. The smelly
the bath
ones.
Bombs and stuff
yeah,
like that.
They're
always good.
Really good. You know, get some bath bombs in there.
Bath bombs.
If not, get some like Primark slippers. They're always wicked as well. These are quick fix presents for guys. Yeah, depending on what they want. Games, books, whatever. Guys are much more solid. Or booze.
Yeah, always look at what kind of console someone has, if they have one. And you can always get games pretty cheap around Christmas time.
There you go. Salted. Nice one, Tony. And thanks for calling me Washball Johnny. Thank you. Next problem. We're having a run for them.
I'll put that one in your favourite colour.
That's going in. Problem. Hi, Johnny and Arnell.
Hi.
I think might be getting involved with someone who is completely wrong for them. Must be Bezzy or something. This guy she has been seeing, I know, has a bit of a bad past. Ooh. I have told her that she can do so much better than him, but she doesn't want to listen. She is one of my closest friends, and I don't want to see her get hurt, but I don't want her to hate me either. Please help Sarah from Ilford.
It's always hard to... It's always hard when you see friends kind of doing things that you've got like an outside view on. But you have to kind of let him go through it sometimes, I think. Especially when it comes to relationships. I know you can warn people and stuff like that, but sometimes if they're feeling a certain way about someone, they have to kind of go through it. Otherwise, they were always trying to go back to them.
Mm.
Especially if they're taking your advice and it's not their decision. It's like, oh, well, Sarah told me to do this, so I'm getting out. But, like, I really like you, so.
Yeah, yeah. We've had similar ones to these before, and I think that it's always, you don't want to alienate yourself, you know, especially when the reality is it's not you having to go out of him. Mm. A bit of a bad past, you know, we don't really know what that is. So, if it's he's had a couple of days playing knockdown ginger, you know what I mean? Let him off. Get over it, Sarah, okay? But if he's, you know, gone around killing people, then I don't know, maybe you need to be a bit more stern with her. Mm. But I think that with these situations, it's always best not to alienate yourself because at some point she'll probably have to come back. Mm. The only thing you can do sometimes is frame the argument for her and then let her make her own mind up because you can't tell them what to do because they'll resist it. So sometimes it's a case of, you know, dare I say, a potential way to do it is tell her about another friend who's getting with
this friend, right?
Yeah. She got with this guy who's got a bad past.
But he's got a washboard.
Yeah, exactly. You had these guys before. That was unbelievable.
Stomach like a washboard, though.
If you were to frame the situation to her in another way, potentially, and be like, the thing is... I'm not going to keep going on about it, but the thing is, I think that you should have this. I think these are the things. Yeah. I'm not sure whether he can do that, but maybe he can, but if not, you know, if you frame it like that, they're much more likely to take the information.
You have to kind of frame it as she has to remember her own self-worth and stuff like that. It's like, well, if, like, the type of person she is, she could do so much better. Given her that self-confidence, it'll be easier for her to kind of make a decision based on that. Because some people forget how much they're worth when they're in these sort of relationships.
But the problem is it's a negative spiral, isn't it? You can't go, oh, you're worth more when I don't think it. Because it's like, well done. But he's the only one who's showing me any attention.
Hey, I was single for 2 years before that, remember?
Yeah, exactly. I've had a pretty tough time out there, okay? he's better than nothing.
Do you know how long I was in the friend zone?
I just think, you know, stick with him. Hopefully she can work it out for herself. But if you hear anything that is, you know, going down that route, just flag it up and be like, this isn't on, like, you know. Yeah. But don't jump down her throat too soon. You'll just end up driving her away.
Yeah, definitely that. Don't lose a friend over it.
A nice one. Cheers, Sarah. That's solid gold advice.
From Ilford.
Yeah. Last problem. We've got a couple of emails. Hello, Johnny and Arnell.
Hi.
My friend is having some problems and is using me as a soundboard to vent all his problems to me. Ooh. As much as I want to help him, it's all he talks about, but it's kind of getting on my last nerve. I also don't want to push him away, as he told me a number of times he is depressed over the whole situation. Mm-hmm. What do I do, as? Come to the right place, as.
Yeah, well done. Pat yourself on the back.
Yeah, no, Sim, I've had similar things like this, you know. Sometimes, like, you do want to help, but some people seem to be the people with problems all the time, and it's weird, like, you know, they're sometimes the most difficult people, because, you know, even though you know you love them or whatever, you care about them, it's just like look, I can't keep this up, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, everyone's got problems, do you know what I mean?
You can only take yourself far. You got to help yourself.
Exactly. Give a man a fish.
But, it's a buffet. You got a plate. Fill it up.
But, I do know what you mean. To be honest, they become, if they're depressed, they become depressing. It's, you know, it's that thing, isn't it, when they talk about, like, counsellors and stuff, and, you know, like, counsellors need to go and dump that emotional baggage on someone else, you know, because it gets too much for anyone. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's important to, you don't want to leave this person on their own, especially if they're feeling low, but listen, if you can't handle it, then you've got to go off and, you know, not be around that all the time. Like, it's important to surround yourself with positive people. Mm-hmm. That's why I do a radio show via now. Positive.
Cheers, man.
Yeah. You are just a friend, mate. There you go. So there you go. Just positive, being positive. But
no, that touched me. That was nice. Thanks.
Yeah, no, you have to. You have to be. You get around positive people, especially if you're someone who is susceptible to, you know, negative thinking as well. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be around negative people too much.
Well, yeah, because like you said, it's a spiral, and then it just attracts itself, and then just.
Gets worse and worse. Yeah. Exactly. So I would always just limit the amount of time, the amount of emotional baggage you let yourself take on. Be there for that person, but, you know, limit it. If it's on the phone, just be like, oh, my food's done in the oven. Got to go. 10 minutes tops. Just start. Get the stopwatch. Did it. What's that going in the background?
Did it.
Yeah, oh, the oven.
You're always cooking every time I cook.
The pizza's done. I can take 10 minutes at a time, okay? That's it. You're done. You're not taking ass down with you.
I thought you said you were at work.
Yeah. I can hear a car in the background. The microwave's going off, I said.
You're not listening.
Exactly. Call me the same time next week. That's it. But, yeah, the thing is, it's so frustrating, especially when it's the same problem over and over again, and you, like, just do this.
I told you what to do.
Exactly. Just be fair to yourself there, Az. Make sure that you limit the amount of time.
Well done for emailing in, though, Az.
Yeah, that's solid gold advice. Do you know what? It's time for a song.
Oh!
Absolutely. This song is my song choice as well. Love it. Absolutely love this song, tune. Background of this is when I got one of my first jobs, after Tesco, after Zenith Windows, working in First Sport. That was when I was classy.
Oh, you worked in First Sport, is that?
Absolutely. Johnny, yeah, just when you thought you couldn't get any better.
There you go. Background $2.99 them gloves.
Absolutely. What, those Puma Mizunos? Price check on them, please. Sorry, mate, only got them in a 10. I do the lot.
Still got it in you. You can go back. You can go back if you want it.
Instantly back in there.
Back in!
walking into JD. When do you want me to start?
Christmas temp, I saw it in the window.
No, radio's not working out.
Apparently I gave some bad advice.
Yeah.
It's spoiled out of control.
Can't sleep at night. But when I was in First Book, this was one of the tunes that used to play. I love it. It's by Terry Walker.
Ooh.
It's not just Terry Walker, though, because this is Guess You Didn't Love Me by her, but it's a Ben Watt Lazy Dog remix. The best of all the remixes. Here it comes. Thank you.
It's a good remix.
It's a lovely remix. Yeah.
Yeah, you can imagine me in first boat. What, Puma Kings? Yeah, I'll just check out back. Yeah, yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, no, no, we ain't got none, love. No, no, no. You can get the Reebok Classics or nothing. Oh, I didn't even realise they had the last bit on there. Got a little bit of ease out music.
Ease
so there
out.
You go.
Ease out. You're listening to Johnny Nynell live and loud on FUBAR Radio.
Live and loud with Johnny and Nynell on FUBAR Radio.
So we've just been given a bag, haven't we, from people.
A little fun bag,
what do you call it? Like when you get given gifts and
goodie
stuff.
Goodie bag.
Mm-hmm. For doing a show here, which is quite good.
No, it feels good to be appreciated, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, well, there's a cap in there, some deodorant, which I know was already used. And, I thought they had given us some condoms, because that's what I heard they said. But no, apparently just some wipes that look like condoms, which, you know, can't get them muddled up, can we?
Just as good.
Yeah, exactly. End of the night. Well, yeah, of course I'm prepared. With wipes. Where are you going?
No need for a shower.
Love that tune. Terry Walker. Guess You Didn't Love Me. Ben Watts Lazy Dog Remix. A lovely one, wasn't it?
I like that. Yeah, that was nice.
Good time. Quack. Hi, Johnny and Arnell.
Hi.
I have recently moved in with my girlfriend. We are still in the honeymoon phase and we are really happy together. Mm-hmm. But since we have moved in with each other, I have noticed that she does something rather odd.
Oh, what's that?
When she thinks she is alone, she quacks like a duck. Sometimes she even talks like Donald Duck. She only does it when she thinks no one is around. It's really weird but very cute. Carl in Lewisham.
Do you know what? I guess that's one of the things when you get comfortable with, like, in a relationship, you're able to kind of be silly. And yeah. And like, because you know they're not going to judge you or be silly. But quack is a different one. Sometimes I put in voices. Like, if I've been in relationships in the past where we both do a similar voice when we're talking about a certain thing. And it's like, do the voice.
I think it could just be a little tick of hers, you know what I mean? Mm. I have little things like that what I do on my own anyway,
Quack on your own.
I don't quack, I just have other stuff, you know, sometimes you're not even aware of it. And the thing I'm not even afraid to, like people, you know, who are like, oh, you're talking to yourself and stuff. I have a little chat to myself sometimes. Mm. I'm not having a full-on conversation with another personality, but I'll talk to myself, not an issue. So, I think that would, err on the cute side rather than weird.
It says she's comfortable with you.
Exactly, yeah.
That's good.
And the fact is, if you showing her that you're cool with it will actually make her even more trusting of you as well, because that's a vulnerability there.
There we go. So if you quack back, you might get an extra good
present
for Christmas.
Or just bring a duck round and just throw it in the room with her and go, I heard you guys talking.
Don't think I haven't seen him at the park.
Exactly. Just get a duck as a pet. Just go, I've heard you're cheating on me. With him.
Any excuse to lead a relationship.
With Daffy. He's telling me everything.
Any excuse.
Dentist. Hey, to that dude Robbie, I feel your pain.
Ooh.
I'm going out with a dentist and she will take any opportunity. So this is the girl who was brushing teeth with a tongue.
Teeth, yeah.
Outrageous. I'm going out with a dentist and she will take any opportunity to look in my mouth. Sometimes I'm at home chilling and just want to watch a film and she's opening my mouth and scraping the enamel off my teeth or scraping my tongue. I mean, my mouth and teeth have never been so clean. But weirdly, she's not into kissing and doesn't allow any tongues in her mouth, as she says it's unhygienic. So she just kisses my cheek, forehead and sideburns. It's challenging. I wish I was going out with a butcher sometimes.
You got it good, Robbie! You got it good!
Rick. And that's from Rick. Cheers for that one, Rick.
Nice one, Rick. Oh, Robbie's got it good. Do you know what? That's the balance, isn't it? Because on the one hand, he's saving money on dental bills, but at the same time, he's not getting any intimacy with the kisses.
I wouldn't have that. I wouldn't go out of it.
You'd rather pay the bills.
No, I mean, as in the kissing thing. You know, if that's how she works, that's fine. But I wouldn't be interested.
You need kissing in your relationship.
You need it. You need it, and you know, you got to have some full-on snogs in there, otherwise just forget about it, quite frankly. Oh, any partner I'm getting with, I want to get unhygienic.
Hey, hey!
Dirty.
That's why you got the wet wipes.
Get given them free, apparently.
I think Johnny Cochran's going to need these.
Clean yourself up. You've been Johnny'd.
Oh, is this a present?
No.
It's a warning.
That's actually tickled me. I'm not going to lie.
Now use it.
Flinging wet wipes at me. Clean yourself. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Flinging a wet wipe. Merry Christmas.
You shouldn't have. I had to.
Santa's been. It's another wet wipe.
Same gift every year.
We're too unhygienic. But no, you know, definitely none of that. And I mean, kissing sideburns and cheeks. Yeah, I'd rather go out of a butcher. I don't know.
Yeah?
I mean, I'm somewhere in between wanting to go out of a girl who brushes teeth with her tongue and someone who won't kiss on the mouth properly. I'm somewhere in that middle period, you know, that grey area. Weird me. I feel for you, Rick. I do, mate.
Yeah.
I do.
I think Robbie's got it good after listening to that one, you know.
Do you know what? I mean, it's kind of come up yesterday. It's like, I told you we were watching Love Actually, right? You know in films and stuff and on programmes where they have kissing?
Yeah.
And they kiss just so weird. It's just like, it's just like pecks. It's like that. I would say who kisses like that? We know who kisses like that. Rick and his dentist partner, you know, on a good day.
It's a norm for him.
Yeah, that's when it gets racy.
Well, slow down. We're in public.
But, like, I'll go for full-on snog. It's got to be a full-on snog. Absolutely. Love it. So,
show the ladies how it's done.
Johnny. Hey, what's that above us?
Mistletoe.
Guilty. Hold up, love. Where's the tongue?
Come back. Where you go, Mistletoe's still there. He's not dead.
Oh, it's probably a good thing this is the last show of the year. Get ourselves taken off anyway.
Taken off here, Johnny.
Yeah. Thanks for the emails, guys. Keep them coming in. We've got 25 minutes left. But now we're into our blast from the past section. And very strangely, with what we've been talking today, in fact, just to explain, this is Blast from the Past, where we take a buzzword, talk about the stories that buzzword makes us think about, and then we'll play some songs that those stories make us think about as well. This week, kind of in tune with what we've got these emails coming in for, the buzzword is office/Christmas parties.
Ooh.
So there we go. Now, what that makes me think about is a couple of stories, Arnell, where... Well, I mean, I'm not going to be able to name and shame because I don't know anyone's name, but, I mean, it's inevitable. When you start going to Christmas parties, people, I don't know what it is, it's like people just lose their minds and start doing things. It's always those people you don't expect as well. They just go out there. And I have been to a fair few Christmas parties in my time, and I've seen a lot of affairs. I've seen a lot of affairs taking place. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I used to work at... a big pharmaceutical company, shall we say.
You've had a lot of jobs.
Oh, mate, I've done them all. Done them absolutely all. But, like, I used to work there. You know, I was a young dude at the time, you know, a young upstart. Yeah, I had the swagger, but that's not relevant to the story. But I just wanted to add it.
There, yeah.
But, yeah, basically, the office was pretty chilled out. You know, it was just a bunch of kind of middle-aged people trudging through, doing what they had to do. It was kind of, you know... in an admin kind of role, and everyone seemed pretty
easygoing,
laid back, not much excitement, not in a rude way, but not much excitement in their lives. They were just going through the motions. We had one Christmas party, because the year before we didn't get it going, we had one Christmas party, went out into London, and all of a sudden the two quietest people, like, I swear, they're both married as well, like, you know, you just would never ever expect it. Just start absolutely necking off. They would not have had Robbie's relationship. They were full on tonguing and everything. And, like, just proper getting hold of each other. And you're looking over, you're going, get a room! You know, genuinely outrageous scenes from people you just would not expect it. Mm. And that kind of...
it kind of bedded me in for what I was going to see in future office slash Christmas parties as well. One very recently I went to, kind of in tune with a lot of the things we've today as well, we went to a rap party for a show that we did on CBBC. And one of the workers, the ladies there who works on the show, I mean, she's come up and she's married as well. And she's talking about, oh, right, yeah, just come. Come, you can stay around mine. I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm like, where should I stay? She's like, oh, well, you can stay in my son's room. I'm like, I'll give it a laugh.
I remember that, yeah.
I'm like, give it a laugh. You're having a laugh. I'm like, who do you live with? She's like, just my husband and myself. I'm like, what are you talking about, cunt? Are you having a laugh?
Darren, wake up.
Who's
wake
that?
Up. Johnny's here. Get out.
Do you know what? Do you know who I am? I'm not on the sofa.
I'm taking your bit.
So she's ended up like cracking on and stuff like that. I was very gracious in it all, as why wouldn't I be? But in general, like you know, because I wouldn't have a problem with that. People get a bit, you know, boozy and you know out there at Christmas parties or rap parties, whatever. But what happened is she wasn't done there. She went away for a little while, and I was just, like, laughing at what had been happening, like, the moves she was doing and stuff like that. Then I started talking to some other people. She came back in to the room and went and sat down, and she was kind of staring at me for a little bit, and I was like, the person talking to me was like, you stay over here, mate, stay away. And basically, out of nowhere, she just turned and she goes, bleh, like that, and just literally pukes over all her, like, she's over all her clothes and whatnot. In the end, she's laying on the sofa, like in the office. This is in the big building, laying on the sofa, puking up. She's got all her work colleagues holding her hair back, puking up into like a bowl or whatever. And I'm just thinking, that is the way to do parties. Yeah, going at it.
I remember you telling me about that. I was like, oh, nah.
Yeah. Just scandalous stuff.
And to think you were way not going round.
Exactly. And
oh, it's an option.
I mean, I had a hotel room. That's a waste. No entertainment. So basically, the final one as well is I've heard, and again, there's no name and shaming because, well, I don't know the people anyway, but I know someone I know told me about something that's happened about some people who work in a school, some teachers who got, well, basically, they went to their Christmas party. It was in the school kind of thing. Like everyone got pretty out of it. Two of the teachers have snuck off and been caught at it in the stationery cupboard. Like, it's just outrageous. Like, people just...
That's the stuff, like, the rumours you hear, like, going around that the kids say, but then when it actually happens...
Yeah, exactly.
They'll never suspect.
Well, no, the worst thing is, on the Monday morning, when the kids are showing up going, right, can I just get a stapler? What is that on the... What's that's been used? Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
There's a wet wipe in here.
Yeah, exactly. Some knickers stuffed into an hole puncher.
Must be the drama department left their costume.
But I just love the fact overall that people really, really let themselves go at these parties. It can create some great drama. And I love the way that when you come in after these parties and no one wants to talk about it, especially the person who's done it, they just get their head down and are like, right, okay, if I pretend it's not real, then it's not real. Here we go.
It never happened.
It never happened. But the tune that's going to make me think about, particularly of the way that all of these little secret office romances and stuff start to blossom all the time at Christmas parties, is a tune by none other than the late, great Mr. Luther Vandross. It's my favourite one of his. It's called Your Secret Love. Here it comes.
That you want
Find someone you love out there, guys. Put them close. Put them close. It's Christmas time. It's that time. Show them you love them. Listen to smooth jams, Johnny and I know. Why can't we tell somebody?
'Cause secret love never means as much.
Sing to me, Luther.
Your secret love will never be your true love. I can't see no secret. It's breaking my heart.
That tune was brought to you by Johnny Cochran, also known as Johnny. You're listening to Johnny and Arnell live and loud.
Live and loud with Johnny and Arnell on FUBAR Radio.
That's right, you're listening to Johnny and I now live and loud. That was a bit of Luther there.
There was a bit of Luther. I am a big Luther fan. He's got that velvety voice, doesn't he?
He does.
Let's hope that song doesn't play at too many Christmas parties. There'll be a lot of raciness going on, I reckon. But yeah, we're just showing another gear that we've got in our show as well. We can play the slow jams.
Oh, yeah.
At this time of the year, you know. There's a few people listening to this in their office, just looking across at someone in the office going, I didn't think I would, but maybe I would. Your secret love. If Luther's telling me, why can't we tell somebody? So, there you go. Do you know what? We've had an email. Taxi man.
Ooh.
Hey, guys.
Hiya.
I got a taxi to a hotel last night, and the driver was a very nice man, but a chatty cafe. I called him to pick me up this morning, and on my way to the station, he was asking me about my interests, and then he said he'd love to take me for a drink or dinner after Christmas.
Ooh.
He was a nice man, and I didn't want to be difficult, so I just said, sure, maybe, as I was pretty sure I was never going back to Egham and wouldn't see him again. As I got out of the cab, he said, this is the last fare you'll ever pay for. I'm not your taxi driver anymore. I thought nothing more, but now he's WhatsApping me and telling me he hopes I've had a nice day and that there's heavy rain in Egham. What should I do, Veronica? Oh, wow.
Oh, really? Really up it chucks it down, so you need
to. What you need to do is you need to say in the politest way, I'm sorry, but I've got a new taxi driver in my life.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man, that's a big sting, that is.
Sorry, I'm back in an Uber zone. You're done. It was short and sweet. Enjoy the rain. Enjoy the rain, pal.
Drive safe.
Yeah. Yeah. Wouldn't want you aquaplaning out there. Meanwhile, I'm listening to Luther thinking about my latest taxi driver. Done. Yeah, just bin him off. Get rid of him. It's a shame because now he's got your WhatsApp thing and then he can see your little picture and that. But there you go.
Still block him, though.
Yeah, just block him. Get him done.
Yeah.
Just say you're only ever going to be a taxi driver. That's it.
You're never going to amount to anything.
You're finished. You're done. Your name's mud. Nice one for that, Veronica.
But on the flip side, though, free cab journeys for the rest of the
day. Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, round Egham.
Yeah. Come and do us a solid and drive me around North London.
Yeah,
you?
Exactly.
Oh,
you'll
know.
Never have to pay for a fare again in Egham. Don't want
to. The maddest thing is that's probably the most romantic thing you could think of.
Yeah, exactly.
You never have to pay for a fare again.
I'll take the child lock off for you. Office party. Hey, boys. Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
And have a lovely 2016.
Oh.
We're planning on it. Thank you.
Yeah, nice.
We had an office Christmas party a few years ago at a previous place of employment.
Mm.
It escalated too quickly.
Ooh.
By 5 p.m, my boss was on the table singing Mariah Carey. My colleague was pulling every bloke she could get her hands on.
Oh, good.
We was quickly escorted away from the pub after a guy decided to dance with the Christmas tree, smashing all the ornaments. Let's say no one lived it down. And that's from Hannah. Nice one, Hannah.
Oh, well, it's good to hear you didn't get involved in all of that, Hannah. Or did you conveniently leave all of that?
Yeah, exactly. Hannah's behaviour has been omitted from the evidence. Massive chunks out. Got the Tippex out of that one.
Did I say it was my colleague that was you?
Yeah. So I know. Buzzword, office Christmas party. Hit me with it.
Yes. Well, I used to, a few people might know, but I used to do kids' children's parties when I was back at uni for like a company where they do like bespoke parties for like, it's mainly like kind of rich kids. And so we'd have a lot of the drama kid people in my year did it, where it was like a good way of earning decent money, where we'd turn up at a kid's party and it'd be like a particular theme. So it'd be like a Harry Potter party. So the whole place would be decked out in a Harry Potter kind of thing. They'd hire out a big kind of venue to make it look like a Harry Potter kind of school, and then everyone would dress up and stuff like that. I remember one particular time, it was a girl's fourth birthday, and the family had way too much money because she came in by helicopter.
Oh dear.
And then she had the horse
a 4-year-old.
Yes, 4-year-old. And she had the horse and carriage that Katie Price and Peter Rondre got married in, like the globe one. She got cuts, went from the helicopter into that, paraded around while all their friends would be like, and then came into the party dressed as a princess. And so, like, all those parties were nuts. But I remember that particular the parents of that, they liked the party so much that they wanted the company to do their Christmas party in London. And so it was like at some members club. And they wanted me to kind of DJ for them. I was like, I'm not really a DJ, but like, I was like,
but I'll try. I need the money.
Hey, how much you paying?
Hey,
I can DJ, you know.
I can pay now 39 as well as the next man.
Hey, what? How did you know I was playing? That's the CDs I had. I was like, I don't know what they're gonna want. And she said, oh, just play like because they liked the music that I played at the kids' party. We basically used to chuck on like a Now CD with all the latest kind of pop tunes, and they loved it. And they was like, yeah, they want some of the similar stuff, but like a few more old school stuff as well. And I was like, yeah, okay, cool. And so it was literally, I was just on the two CDJs, just playing old school hits and like Now 50, whatever it was, just like at the Christmas party. And it was like a quite fancy, everyone was like drinking like champagne and stuff like that. And one of the girls that I worked with, they hired her to just like give people drinks out, and like, it was easy money for her. So she's just handing people out drinks on the dance floor. It was like Dom Perignon and some other one.
What, to 4-year-olds?
No. This was like an adult party for like the Christmas.
Cranking it up a bit. Anyway. She's rolled in off a helicopter.
Come on. You don't need juice.
Bit of Don P there for you, Mindy. Let yourself go a little bit. You're only 4 once.
So this is the parents' party, and so everyone's dancing about, and they're all getting like hammered. And I remember she was handing out, and she was trying to get through the dance floor to give out the drinks, and basically the
she went through the middle as a bad mistake, and she literally, the dad of the parent, was so drunk, he was doing some mad dance move, backed his hand, smash, and the whole tray went everywhere, like champagne all over the place, spilled wow. all over everyone, massive puddle in the middle of the dance floor, he's soaked, she's soaked. And, like, there's me on the deck, like, stop. Stop the shit. Yeah. And everyone's like, oh, God.
And you couldn't even get that sound from the record because you just literally... You're just literally having to go, pause.
That's what it was. Pause and cue.
Guys, let me know when you want to just play again.
Yeah, because I got a top tune lined up. But it was nuts because she was, like, freaking out because it was at least 300, 400 quid's worth of champagne all over the place. Just, like, spilled all over the main guy who's paying her wage and stuff. But he was so pissed that he was like, ah, don't matter. Carry on.
Plenty more where that come from.
Carry on. But reminds me of the tune Wham. I always forget the name. Everything She Wants, I think.
But is this Wham George Michael Wham?
Yes.
Really?
George Michael Wham. But okay. This is what I was playing at the party.
Oh, nice.
And I was playing all these hits because this is what they loved.
So, nice one. Okay, well, here comes Wham then, guys.
Tell you if I
That is, and by the way, guys, if you do want INL to come and DJ at your party,
there you go.
You will be hearing more tunes just like that. You're listening to Johnny and INL. We're live and loud on FUBAR Radio.
Live and loud with Johnny and INL on FUBAR Radio.
We've only got a few minutes left.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much it, guys, okay? We've got 2 minutes left of us. We have had an email in.
Ooh.
Xmas party. Hey boys, happy Christmas! And we've done that one already, haven't we? Yeah. So no one, yeah, done that one already. No, we haven't had an email in. Don't worry about it.
I thought we were left, but
dream's over.
My bad.
1.5 minutes, so it's just going to be me and Arnel freestyling for that time. Don't worry about it.
No, but I do want to wish everybody like a happy Christmas, good holidays, and stuff like that, and eat merry and be joyful.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't it eat merry? Is that the
Did
right
I say
one?
Eat? I said be merry.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Be merry. Yeah. Merry. Yeah. Don't eat merry.
Yeah,
no, I don't know what
it
is.
Leave it.
Eat merry.
Let merry go.
Put it down.
Stop cleaning the teeth.
Give your tongue. You're a disgrace. No, but in general, guys, this has been our first year on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah.
This is obviously our last show of the year. Mm. But 2016 holds loads in store for us. We hope that all of our regular listeners have enjoyed listening to us because we've loved having you guys on board and we've quite clearly seen our audience interaction grow over time. We really appreciate it with you guys because evidently you guys getting involved makes our shows better.
We've evolved the show just to include more of you guys into it because initially it was just us two just chit-chatting.
And I mean, we were great.
That was good. Oh,
let them get involved. Oh, they have to go that far. But with 30 seconds to go, I mean, genuinely, we've got our Christmas party downstairs. A beer's already been ordered for me. Cider for Rynell. Sometimes lager. you can follow us on Twitter still, guys. I'm you can get at Johnny and INL, or I'm at Johnny I Cochran.
I'm at INL, INEL.
We are Johnny and INL. We're live and loud on FUBAR Radio. We'll be back
on the 7th of January.
No, it's 14th now. 14th of January. Oh. See you guys.